I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 2/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was someone named Vera haunting their college fraternity? Was it another ghost? Or was it just all in their heads?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a real ghost story, I would love it if you would call it in or write it in. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember about becoming a premium subscriber. With that, you get advanced episodes, access to the complete archive. You can dive back 10 years and also no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's with me today. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm wishing my Cubbies would do a little bit better, but they've won the last two games.
I know, that's a winning streak for us.
So for us, like, you know, that's good. Like, yay.
Because Kathy texted me the other day. She's like, she texted me the W flag. And I'm like, we won? That's two in a row. My God.
That's what we always do to each other. We always just text the letter W or maybe a W flag or something. And then we just are like, yay, you know, like...
Well, I am super tired today, and it's because last night I actually I just finished eating and I was sitting there. It's like 7 o'clock, 6:45, and boom, power just stops. And I was like, well, that's interesting. And then you have that immediate, did I remember to pay my bill? And if I did, why didn't they remind me? They always text me.
Which these days, so much of it's automatically withdrawn. We don't even think, you know.
And now mine's not. I always go on and pay it, but they always text me, hey, your bill is due. And then I get another one that says your bill is due in 5 days. And so it's a good reminder. And you get that. And like, I always pay it. And so I'm like, no, I have paid my bill. And so I thought, well, I'll pop back on. No problem. So I do some dishes. Then I was like, okay, well, I guess I can't work because I had some things I wanted to do last night. Like for one, I was going to do an interview for the Grave Talks. And I'm like, well, that's not happening. And I don't want people sitting around waiting on me. So I'm like, hey, no electricity. So then I met my friend, my neighbor, friend Phil. We go out, walk my dog. And I'm checking. No electricity. It came on 6 freaking hours later.
And let's tell everybody, we are in the middle of a heat wave here.
And a humidity wave.
Humidity heat wave. And it is hot. So I feel really bad for you because that's a long time to be without, you know, your house just gets hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter.
Well, and as a woman at night, you just are like laying there, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. I can't even turn a fan on me. So I opened the window. There's no breeze at all last night, which is weird. We live in Kansas. You know, a breeze for us is 20 miles an hour. And we got nothing. It's not even 1 mile an hour. And I'm looking outside. I'm like, the trees aren't even moving. And I'm so hot. And it, so at 1 o'clock in the morning. And then it was weird because I finally, like at 12:15, I call him. And I'm like, is there any hope? Like, when does it come on? Do I need to move? Do I need to load up these pets and find a hotel at some point?
Of course, you can't open. You're having trouble opening the garage door.
I couldn't get my car out of the garage. And I was trying to get the door open. I needed help. So I'm like, well, I'm stuck. And so the lady, when I called her, I can't remember exactly what she said. But she's like, it was something to the effect of, well, I don't have a ticket on that. And I said, well, your website says there's 130 of us out of electricity. Certainly you have a ticket on that. And then she said something else. And I can't remember exactly how that part of the conversation went because I was like, okay, but you guys texted me that it's out. So you obviously know about it. And she's doing this, you want me to call dispatch? And I'm like, do you think they would know? Because then yes. So then she comes back. She's like, yeah, it's something to do with crossbows, which I don't know what the F that means. What is that? I don't know.
Medieval weapon.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, does that mean a day when this crossbow problem happens? Is it like forever? Is it fixable? Like, what does that even mean? I don't know your talk. And she goes, well, I don't know what to tell you. And then within maybe 15, 20 minutes after that phone call, I heard a loud truck on my street. And then the electricity came on within 30 minutes. I'm like, wait a minute. Were they not working on it the whole time? Did it take my phone call? I don't know. I'm suspicious of them.
But there is a lesson in this story. And that is, find out how to frickin' open your garage door manually.
Yeah, because I'm like, I go out there with my flashlight. I don't know where I would have gone. I probably would have just driven around, but I thought
you could have gone over to Phil's house and crashed on the sofa
and I could walk over there. But yeah. I was thinking of like, I want to get my phone out at, or excuse me, my car out at some point so I could charge up my phone if I need to. I could go drive around. And that, the other lesson learned was I have a battery charger that just was not plugged in. So it wasn't juiced up.
Oh, keep your battery.
Keep that. Because I was concerned. Like, I wanted to just watch videos and stuff on my phone, but then I didn't want to run the battery down. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. So I did not sleep.
Okay, lessons learned in this story.
Horrible night's sleep last night.
Oh.
So here's our first story of the day. It says, first story isn't a ghost story per se, but it is a legend about my fraternity house. I attended Illinois Wesleyan University, a small liberal arts college right down the street from Illinois State University. And now this next sentence, I don't know, I'm going to say it as written, makes no sense to me. I was in the Alpha Lambda chapter of Phi Mu Alpha, and then in parentheses, OASAASLLS for any Sinfonian listeners. I don't know what any of that means. Okay,
well,
I just read it.
If you were supposed to know, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Like, we aren't supposed to know.
Exactly. Because we are not Sinfonian listeners. Nor did I ever belong to a sorority.
I never belonged to a Greek club.
It says our chapter owned a Victorian house on East Chestnut Street in Bloomington. Anyone who knows Bloomington knows that IWU is located in the historic section of town right by Franklin Park, and the houses there are quite old. I believe our fraternity house was built around 1850, and the chapter bought the house in 1890 from a doctor and his family. That's historic. Since then, there have been numerous legends about a house ghost who is affectionately named Vera. Supposedly, Vera was the daughter of the doctor who built the house, and she lived there with her father until her death. One day, she had a bonk with a boy from town, and she got pregnant. And then it says...
it's like a bonk.
A bonk.
Oh, okay.
The legend goes that her father was so angry that he made her get an abortion, and during the abortion, she died from a uterine hemorrhage. The abortion was performed in the house, and fraternity brothers believe that she was buried in the cistern room of the basement of the old house, also affectionately named the grave room.
So let me get this straight. The girl gets pregnant.
Bonking.
The dad makes her have an abortion. It's a botched abortion. She dies, and he just puts her in the basement?
That's the legend. But, you know, it's interesting. A lot of these stories, there's a grain of truth to it, but it's like that telephone game. I tell you this, you tell that person who tells that person. And by the time it gets back to you, it's really morphed into something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always find that there's a kernel of truth in these. But the story
is
scarier if she's buried in the basement.
You know, I could almost buy the entire story except buried in the basement.
Yeah. Now, the part that you would feel like could be true is her dad was a doctor. Did he do the abortion, which is super creepy?
Right.
And then once she dies, it's like, oops, bury her in the basement. I don't know what happened to Vera.
Yeah, she just ran off. And we
haven't left
seen her
since. The last coach out of town, I guess.
Well, you know, though, a lot of girls used to leave home and go to a city to try to get work so they could send money home to their families. And then who would know?
Exactly.
If they disappeared or something happened to them.
So,
was one of the troubles with the Devil in the White City, that serial killer thing.
So if nobody's
girls
read that
would
book.
Come and who, you know, there wasn't anybody that would know one way or another who they were, anything about them. Nobody missed them or they didn't miss them for months. And then when the family finally said, you know, we haven't heard from them for 3 or 4 months, you know.
I get how this story kind of morphs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it says numerous.
But it's a pretty creepy story.
He's super creepy. But I always think there's a kernel of truth.
I do too.
Numerous brothers over the years have sworn they've had Vera's sightings or experiences related to her. One of my roommates who lived in the house before me had a binder full of music scores, and he would always tell me that Vera flung it off the shelf and made it fall on the same page every time, which makes me think Vera once had a song played. Mm-hmm. Another brother's girlfriend who lived in the sorority house next door would always feel a very negative presence when she was in the fraternity house, and she attributed it to Vera not liking other females who wandered in. One brother also saw a Vera apparition, although no one else was around to verify the sighting. Now we've had some very astute history majors at my college, and they have found out that there was, in fact, a Vera who lived in the house before the fraternity moved in. However, unfortunately, the rest of the legend was erroneous. Vera died in Boston well after she moved out of the house from natural causes, and we also found out that Vera obviously was not buried in the house. The cavernous hole covered by boards in the cistern room was actually just a sinkhole, which was filled with concrete towards the end of my time at the university. These explanations still don't explain the supernatural occurrences, though. Even if Vera isn't the house ghost, I would still like to believe another spirit occupies the house. I guess we'll never know. I'm going to say still could be Vera.
The dad kicked her out of the house and it was a very traumatic situation. And so she's come, and so she's back haunting it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there could be a story here still.
And maybe she never did get pregnant. Maybe she moved, had a wonderful life, but this was her home and this was where she wanted to be. Maybe there was something that tied her to the house. I'm not sure, but maybe she was pregnant, lost a baby in the house, and that's what brought her back. You know, it could be any number of things, but I think it could be Vera.
I think we won't know this, the whole, I think we don't know the whole story here, but I do have a feeling it could very well be that Vera does haunt that.
The other story I have about my university concerns an old factory in Bloomington called the Electrolux Vacuum Factory. It was an abandoned building right next to my college campus, which, as you can probably guess, was occupied by the Electrolux Vacuum Company a long time ago. Before it was that, it was a Mennonite hospital. None of this is a myth, by the way. These facts have been verified by historians and the local newspaper. Anyway, Electrolux moved out of the building at some point, and for a while it stood as a creepy abandoned factory, broken windows and all. I'm pretty sure homeless people lived in the building during the winter as well, but don't hold me to that. The legend goes that while Electrolux still occupied the building, numerous supernatural occurrences would take place there. The theory would make sense because the hospital was on the grounds previously and part of the hospital was a mental ward. Things would fly all over the place without explanation. And there were a lot of hot and cold spots everywhere. There was also the infamous room that smelled like death. No matter how many times the staff tried to clean it or replace the carpeting, the dead smell persisted. And it was so strong that management eventually had to keep the room under lock and key, never to be entered in again. In the abandoned building phase, there were people from my university who swore they saw figures walking through the halls of the factory through the windows, but I personally attribute this to the homeless people who probably found shelter there. After all of this history, the building was knocked down during my last year of college because the city government thought it was an eyesore. I never got to explore the building, which is sad, but I guess whatever building occupies the land next might also have some supernatural experiences. Anyway, that's about all the time I have today. Oh, I worry that my manager will catch me for writing these, but then again, I'm not that worried about it. Thanks for reading. Hope you guys have a great day, Stephen. That's interesting. And, you know, that is a possibility about the factory that it could have homeless people in it. I mean, there are ways you can break in. So I think you could maybe see things. I also think sometimes, you know, the way the light reflects or something, you could think you could see something, especially when you know a place could be haunted or there's stories going around about it being haunted. I think you tend to see some things that you might not see otherwise.
Right. But the, you know, and of course, maybe a lot of this is just urban myth stuff. You know, there was this room and that room and stuff, but it was a hospital, and it probably did have some creepy areas in it, you know. Probably had a morgue if it was a hospital. You know, there probably were some. A lot of people died there. We always have maintenance men in hospitals and schools that come back to haunt. So it totally could have been a haunted building. It's gone now. But like Stephen said, will anything, you know, happen on what's ever built there? Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. And the other one, the Vera one, I mean, it seems like it's haunted.
Totally. I think it's haunted. And like, you know, we said, there's some element of truth to this story.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere, you know.
That's what I think, too.
I just, I just have a feeling that there could be bits and pieces of it that are true, and then other things have gotten, you know, carried away. Yeah. But, you know.
Well, here is our next story. It says, when I was about 20 years old, around 1990, I worked for a well-known Japanese electronics plant in San Diego. The plant was in, I'm going to say Kearney Mesa. It could be Kearney. These parts, we say Kearney. Okay. I worked the swing shift from about 3:30 in the afternoon until about 11:45. As a printer in the metallized division, I ran a futuristic-looking semi-automated silk screen. Semi-automated silk screen printer in a spotless industrial clean room. Ooh, on this particular night, I was working overtime, as I often did in those days. It wasn't uncommon for me to work 12-hour shifts when the engineers wanted me to help them with a new part. I was one of the few people who worked there who had a very steady hand, and so from midnight to 2:30 or so, I worked alone with a microscope, tweezers, and the tiniest paintbrush you could imagine, and metallized paint, hand painting metallic patterns onto new experimental parts. Please bear with me for a moment so I may try to describe what my work area was like. It's important to this story, so here goes. That's so interesting what this person had to do.
Yeah.
If you've never seen a clean room, imagine a white sanitary room with a raised false floor where every floor tile has something, I don't know, this has a typo in there, something inch holes completely covering inch tile. I don't know what that means. The room was like that, and the ceiling was similar. Filtered air comes in at a rate that creates air changes to make it so every hour the complete volume of air in the room was replaced 600 times over every single hour. That kept dust from forming on the parts we were making. The area I worked in had no windows to the outside and was roughly 1,200 square feet. There were maybe a dozen or so of the large printers in there, but as I mentioned, at this time I was working alone, just me and the microscope. Around 1 a.m., I was painting a pattern under the microscope. That's really interesting how you could do that. You would have to have such a steady hand.
Oh, yeah.
For all intents and purposes, let's say I looked like a snow ninja. White bunny suit, white gloves, white face, white mask, white booties, and clear safety glasses. The only sound was that of the airflow in the room, so when I heard a loud clang not far from me, I jumped in my seat. I turned to look and saw that two of the floor tiles were removed and lined next to a printing machine. I had seen them out on the floor earlier, and I'd been told someone had been working on the electrical under there, but now there was a guy standing up in the opening. He was about my age, had a sunburned, ruddy complexion, and was sweating. He wore a green, faded, military-looking shirt and pants, but the uniform looked like it was from World War I. He held onto a shovel, and there was a rock laden with dirt up on the edges of the area he had been digging in. He didn't seem to notice me at first, but he sure startled the heck out of me. I was trying to place his face, but I'd never seen him at work before. He had dark skin, and he looked like he could be Navajo. The real problem I had with this whole exchange was that as I stood there looking at him, he looked up at the ceiling and shielded his eyes as if from the sun. I then realized the light shining on him was all wrong. He looked like he was standing in the sun, not in a clean room. As I came to grips with the fact that either I was asleep or I was seeing something that really wasn't there, I said, "Hey." The guy turned and looked right at me, like I had come out of nowhere. He tightened his grip on the shovel and leaned away from me like he was afraid. We just stood there staring at each other for what seemed to be mere seconds, but it felt like minutes. He turned to look away from me, distracted, like someone else had called to him, and as he did so, he just disappeared, and so did the dirt and the shovel. I looked back at the clock, and it was about 8 minutes past one. I didn't know what I had just seen, and I sat down in my chair and felt my face, pulled off my mask and glasses, and slapped myself. I looked into the microscope to make sure I was really there and not at home dreaming, or worse yet, slumped over in my chair, passed out working too late. But it had really happened. In the microscope, I saw a jagged streak pull off the last mark I had made when I'd heard the shovel. Worse yet, I could still smell the man's sweat in the air, so I knew it wasn't me. After a few seconds, it was gone. The two tiles were still out of the floor, but no dirt remained anywhere. There have been a lot of things I've seen, a lot of things I can only explain as paranormal, but this one time freaked the hell out of me. What do you make of it? Contrary to other ghosts I've seen, this guy looked perfectly solid and seemed to look at me as though I was the ghost. And what a sight I must have been to him. Please tell me your thoughts on this one. I really don't know what to think. Ghost, residual energy, a tear in the fabric of time? Keep up the great work. Thanks for listening, Daniel. What a crazy thing.
Okay. Now, here's what I'm going with. That tear in the fabric of time.
I kind of like that too.
And, you know, there's a whole discussion, a whole theory about, like, at some point in the universe, because of light beams, we just are always alive, right? Because of light. Somewhere, if you were to cut that, what was ever happening at that moment is there, right? So that your life is kind of just going out into space at any point of your life. So it's this whole continuum thing. Now, we had a story a while back, and it really reminded me of it. They were a child. It was a child. He was in his bedroom. And then all of a sudden he looked over and there was like a soldier from World War One or another time period who was like, if I recall right, was laying on the ground and had a rifle like he was shooting somebody.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And the soldier looked as surprised to see the boy as the boy was to see the soldier. And the same thing happened here. The guy who was shoveling they saw each other.
And imagine the guy shoveling looks over at him. He's all covered in white. He's got the goggles on.
And he's in the wherever that guy's shoveling. And the little boy was in the war with the soldier.
Yeah.
But the soldier was in the bedroom with the little boy, right? And everybody always looks surprised when it happens. And then they're just gone, right? And it really reminds me, I'm going with the terror in the fabric of time.
And the fact that he could smell him. Getting a visual is one thing, but having it followed by a smell.
But it's as if you really were
distinct.
There. Like,
yeah.
I always thought that little boy was actually there at the battlefield. And you can only imagine as a soldier looking over and seeing a little boy, right? How freaked out that would make you, and vice versa.
That's one of the
same thing happening here.
That's such a creepy story. And to be like, he was, you know how we talk about, you always say that you're most likely to see something or have an experience when you're folding towels or you're washing dishes. And this guy's just doing his job. Like he's concentrating on that. And could even see, like, yes, I was startled because he screwed it up.
Ooh, exactly.
That's a good one. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to become a premium subscriber, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. upload an internet or phone bill, and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.